I've got the food. D's not here, but I still got some beer. It is time to feed the resistance. In place of D, I have a special guest with me today. Sarah is here from the Taste of Madison. Welcome back.
Good morning. This is quite a fun event to come to today.
So I want to use this as an excuse to talk about Taste of Madison. So I thought, being we're going to talk about Taste of Madison, I should prepare a dish that's very, very Madison or very, very Wisconsin. So what's the most iconic Wisconsin thing you can think of?
Old fashions.
Of brandy beer. Old fashioned, yeah. So I found a recipe for a brandy old fashioned jelly.
Oh.
If you followed along this program ever before, you know that my favorite food website is food52.com. And I found this recipe on Food 52. And it's a recipe from a woman here in Wisconsin who runs a blog called Wisconsin from Scratch. So we need to give credit to another Sarah Woolworth, who lives here in Madison, I believe. And she came up with this recipe combining all your favorite things about a brandy old fashioned with jelly.
It sounds delicious.
Fresh cherries and brandy and bitters and a little orange juice in there. And I haven't even tried it yet. Oh. My wife tried it a little bit, and she said that blue cheese would be wonderful with this. So I brought some blue cheese, too.
Smart addition.
We're going to try that. Dee's my beer expert, so Dee normally brings the beer and pairs with whatever I make. Dee's not here, so I just grabbed a beer out of the fridge. So we got some beer, we got the brandy old-fashioned jam, we got a little blue cheese with that as well, and we got Sarah here to talk about Taste of Madison. That's the main reason we want to be here today. Let's talk taste before we taste any of this stuff.
Yeah, well, there is no taste without the restaurants, right? So it's good to taste while we talk about taste.
And yes.
So we have some exciting things that we can share today. A few weeks ago, we had what was called the Taste of Taste. So it's a preview event where our vendors bring in samples of their food. Select judges are invited to come and sample it.
I was included on this. I got to be there.
Yeah, so they're previewing the food that's going to be at the Taste of Madison. They're voting on their favorites. And then we have winners. And our restaurant vendors who win first or second place, not only do they get a ribbon, they get special recognitions, they get credits for their booth fees next year. It's really fun. And
we're going to talk about them. So people are definitely going to go try these particular dishes.
Yeah,
as well.
It'll be on our website as well. So the vendors and then what their items were. So you should definitely check them out.
So we had several different areas that we were judging when we were there at Bree Stevens Field a couple of weeks ago and trying all these things. There was the best American dish, the best appetizer, the best barbecue, Asian, vegetarian, desserts, ethnic, Southern style, Southwestern, Latin American. Should we go over some of the winners here?
Let's go over some of the winners. So one of the winners that I wanted to talk about is Melly Mel's Catering. And I wanted to bring her up because she's a brand new vendor to the Taste of Madison this year. And she won first place in both the ethnic and the Southern style categories. So Melly Mel's won in ethnic with her fried chicken for first place. And she won in Southern style for her cabbage and kale.
Oh,
it was hands down one of the best dishes that our judges tried at the Taste of Taste preview event at Breeze.
There were some amazing dishes out there. On the barbecue side, Smoke and Dragons did these biscuit sliders that were incredible. They took first place in that. And Bob's Barbecue Emporium also did a brisket slider, a Texas-style brisket slider. So the brisket that was there was amazing. There were a few others that, if I remember right, that were out there. Incredible.
The barbecue is on par at Taste every year. Bob's Barbecue Emporium, which you mentioned, that got first place in Southwestern this year. He is consistently one of our favorite vendors at the Taste of Madison, as well as Smoke and Dragons. Another thing that was such a hit this year at Taste of Taste was Common Pasta's Fully Loaded Mac and Cheese.
They
got first place in that. Did you try that one, Pat?
I tried that one. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Yes. So when your whole business centers on pasta, you know it's going to be great.
You know it's going to be great. But when you go mac and cheese, like, really?
Really?
That's what you're making? Yes. Oh, wow. You made mac and cheese.
Oh, you made mac and cheese. Mac and cheese.
One of my favorite vendors was Ugly Apple. They had so many good things, and one in the appetizer category for their bacon cheddar cheese bomb.
Oh, my gosh. They are so
good. Describes it perfectly.
It really does describe it perfectly. Bacon, cheddar, cheese, bomb.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So the full menus of all of the restaurant vendors, not just the winners, the full menus of all of our vendors are on our website, tasteofmadison.com. We'll note what the winning dishes were, if that's specifically what you want to try. We also note allergens, so gluten-free, dairy-free, nut-free. So you can still come to the event and enjoy it, even if you have food allergy.
We've also got great entertainment at Taste of Madison this year, as we always do. Again, we're at Breeze Stevens Field this year, and it's working in shifts. There are three shifts when people can come and try all the food and enjoy all the entertainment. The Resistance is going to be out there both Saturday, September 4th, and Sunday, September 5th. From 2 till 5 in the afternoon. Entertainment on our stage will include Frank Bush and the Names, along with the Rotation. That's on Saturday. And on Sunday, it's Don't Mess with Cupid and Seesaw. Again, from 2 until 5, Breeze Stevens Field, each of those days.
Yeah, it's going to be great. You know, there's a limited capacity for each of those three time periods. You do need a ticket to enter. So it's kind of like paying a cover charge when you go to a bar to see a great band, except for that this cover charge goes to charity. So limited capacity, so you'll want to get your ticket now.
Let's also point out that you guys were kind to all the restaurants and brought them on basically for free, right?
Yeah, of the restaurant booths get their space for free this year, but we couldn't have done that alone. So there are a lot of generous corporations in our community that stepped up to sponsor these restaurant booths. So it really has been a really supportive community all through what we've been facing worldwide over the last year and a half.
Everyone be safe while you're there, but do go and have a good time.
Yeah, we're really excited to be able to even have an event in person at all this year, but we took a lot of precautions with lowering how many people can attend, having a controlled entry and exit, making it a comfortable environment while still having all of our vendors, all of our beverage options, the live entertainment. It should be a really fun event. Taste of Madison, Off the Square, presented by Starium Bank at Breeze Stevens Field, Saturday, September 4th, Sunday, September 5th. Tasteofmadison.com for more information on tickets and all the great details.
All right, Sarah, let's try this food now.
Let's try food.
It's Brandy Old Fashioned Jam. Sarah Woolworth from Wisconsin from Scratch came up with this particular recipe, and I tried to recreate it. Let's give a taste here.
What do you think?
It tastes like a brandy old fashioned. I mean, it really does. I can taste the booze in there.
Well, and you know, the best thing I think about a brandy old fashioned is it really is such a Wisconsin staple. You can't go anywhere else and get like a legit brandy old fashioned.
Not properly made, no.
No. And so now we can just make it in jam and we can bring it wherever we go.
And no one will know that you're drinking.
Well, I have to give some props to your wife because I think the blue cheese was an excellent
addition. The blue cheese really made it
as
well. And like I said, Dee's not here to properly pair it with beer, so I just grabbed a beer out of the fridge. And it really doesn't need a beer because there's booze in there, but it works.
Well, everything tastes better with a little liquid to wash it down, right?
Even
brandy old-fashioned jam. I wonder if it would be overkill if we were drinking an old-fashioned while we ate old-fashioned.
We'll have to try that next time.
Next time I'll bring the old fashions next time.
Perfect.
You bring the jam.
All right, Sarah, thank you so much. Again, Taste of Madison, September 4th and 5th, Breeze Stevens Field. All the info at
tasteofmadison.com.
All right, we cook, we eat, we drink, we feed the resistance every Friday right about this time on Madison's Alternative 106.7, The Resistance.